Have you felt frustrated about sleep medication? Conflicted? You don't want to take them, but if you don't, you just can't sleep. If this sounds familiar to you, this video will be perfect. We are going to expose the trick that makes it look like the sleep medication works. Once you've seen it, you cannot unsee it. And once you understand, your anxiety around the topic will decrease and you will be at a place where you can sleep peacefully, whether you decide to come off or not. Let's take a look.
What had changed had been so profound that I looked full at the problem in the face. Like, okay, insomnia, do your worst. I'm not running from you. I'm not going to be scared. It's just, sometimes it's just so simple. Like the truth has to be simple. Otherwise, it's not the truth.
I was so trapped in my head before. When I say my whole life changed, like my whole life changed.
I'm Coach Daniel, and this is the Sleep Coach School.
So yeah, welcome again. In this video, I'm really excited because I have something to teach that I've never taught before. And it is teaching that I'm going to call, I think, tension release. And I just saw this so clearly the other week when I had a one-on-one call with somebody. Couldn't wait to share it with the community. So yeah, without further ado, we are going to break this class into four sections. First, we're going to talk about the first principle of sleep, which is just really important for understanding. Then we're going to talk about delegation, which a lot of you are familiar with. Then we're going to talk about this new topic, the tension release, and then we're going to summarize everything. But I want to actually start in a little bit of a different fashion. I have done this before, but it was like years ago. So I think a few of you remember this, but we're going to start with the magic trick, okay? And this is probably the most common coin trick in the world. Many of you are familiar with it, but it goes like this. You know, you have your coin here, right? And you go like, you see the coin, right? Here it is. I'm going to take it and it is gone, right? A little magic trick. Many of you know exactly how this is done, but I'm going to show you anyway. So, you know, you hold it, you hold the coin like this in your left hand, and then you pretend to take it with your right hand, but you actually never take it. You know, you just let it drop and then you pretend it's here and then, you know, it's disappeared. But in reality, it doesn't disappear because it was never here to begin with. And once you've seen how the trick is done, you'll never ever be consumed by wondering like, how does that happen? Like, how did they do that? You know, which can be fun, but it can also be kind of anxiety provoking when something is kind of mysterious and you don't know how it's done. And it can be the exact same with medication. Like once you've seen the quote unquote trick with how sleep medications seem to work, you've seen through it, you know, and you're never ever going to believe that the chemicals in the medication made you sleep again, which can just lower the stakes so much. And then you see, it doesn't really matter if you take it or if it doesn't take it, either one is fine. And so that's kind of the goal of this class. Now, let's start with this first principle again. So what is the first principle in our way? In our NATO approach, the first principle is of effortlessness, the principle of effortlessness. And it says that everything we want in life in terms of kind of our inner experiences is effortless. It comes from the absence of effort. Peace of mind and peaceful sleep are both effortless. In other words, peaceful sleep is always a result of effortlessness. Not trying to achieve it, no striving, just happens by itself when we're not trying to achieve it. Now, you may say, well, isn't there such a thing as sleep drive? Doesn't the body just kind of become really in need of sleep and that sleep drive is what makes sleep happen? That's true. Regardless of how frazzled or anxious or excited we are, sleep will still happen because when the body needs sleep, it will just make us sleep. So sleep drive will always make sleep happen. But that doesn't necessarily mean peaceful sleep. We can be quite anxious and we still sleep, but we don't even notice we sleep. We kind of like microdosed off and we like time skips ahead and did I even sleep or not? It doesn't feel kind of like restful, peaceful sleep. Restful, peaceful slumber, that is always from a place of like effortlessness, okay? So the first principle here is that peaceful sleep is always effortless. Now, a common objection to this is when somebody says, well, how come I sleep really well every time I take this sleeping pill, this medication, you know? And this person is, of course, challenging the idea of effortlessness. They're saying like, this pill clearly makes me sleep. So what you're saying, Daniel, cannot be true. Like peaceful sleep can come from taking this medication. This can be tricky because that can lead us to a place where we really think something is wrong with us, something is broken within us. We cannot sleep by ourselves. We need something from the outside to sleep, you know, and we can feel conflicted and worried about that. So it's really helpful to clear this out. So we're going to look at kind of not actually just one trick, but like two tricks and see how it can appear as if like a pill makes us sleep. And the first one is delegation. And this one I talk about a lot. We in the channel, like all of us coaches talk about this a lot. And the delegation idea is as follows, that when we take a pill, two things happen. Yes, there's some chemical in a pill that is distributed in our body. That is true. But sedation, sleeping pills really are sedating in some fashion, whether it is like Seroquel or Trazodone or some benzodiazepine or whatever it is, the effects of it is sedation, right? But sedation in itself doesn't make us sleep, you know? In fact, a lot of people describe how they take a pill and they start feeling sedated and then they go like, what if this doesn't help? And then they become super anxious, right? So sedation can actually lead us to feeling more anxious, depending on how we react to it, right? So sedation itself doesn't make us sleep, but what does lead to sleep is the following: taking a pill and thinking, now I don't have to do anything more. This pill will just take care of sleep for me. When we think that, we become effortless. We're no longer trying to achieve sleep, and effortless from the delegation is the magic. And the delegation is, again, kind of delegating the presumed work of sleep to something like a pill. Like you say, like, you'll take care of sleep for me. And when we delegate, we're no longer trying. And that effortlessness is really the magic, not the chemicals. Now, what I hadn't seen before, and I've definitely not seen clearly, is that there is another trick here. There's another way apart from delegation that can make it look like a pill is making us sleep. And I call this trick tension release. So here's the thing. If we feel conflicted about taking a sleeping pill, that can often lead us to sort of attempt to sleep without it. We go like, I know this helped me this other time, but I really don't want to take it. I'm not a person who takes pills. I don't like pills. I don't think it's good for my body. I can get dependent. I said, I don't want it. We go to bed and like, I'm going to try not to take it tonight, right? Now, this attempt to sleep without it automatically leads to this kind of experiment where we're like, let's see what's happening. Am I feeling sleepy? Will it work? Will it not work? And then we're also debating. We're like, maybe I should take it after all. Why am I doing this to myself? Why don't I just take it? But then we're like, but I don't want to take it. And I'm gonna use willpower. I'm not gonna take it. I'm gonna see if I can do this. We question our own decision. We're criticizing ourselves for having started to take it in the first place. And what happens here is we're building up a lot of tension, a lot of inner friction. This conflict leads to like a high stakes inner environment. And as you can tell, just from kind of the way this is making us feel as we hear this is not conducive to sleep. No, this place of like experimentation and criticism and inner debate, it keeps us awake. The tension keeps us from sleeping well. And this can often go on for hours. This can be this hour-long inner debate and like, you know, inner battle, if you will, that is centered around, should I take it or should I not take it? And then when we finally go, I've had enough, I'm just going to take this. What has happened? Well, we have finally decided to take the pill and there's no longer any debate. The decision has been made and there's no effort now to self-monitor, to try to decide. Like it's all over, right? And then we're not doing anything. We have become effortless. And the effortlessness that comes from the release of tension, that is the magic. That is the magic, not the chemicals, right? So this is another sort of trick that now we've seen through it, realize, oh my gosh, it's not the chemicals in the pill that led me to sleep. It was the inner debate and the kind of inner tension that kept me awake. And when I finally decided to take it, and that the kind of inner questioning ceased. And oftentimes, like, it can be a little bit of proof of concept here, is that the person who has this like hour-long debate and just takes it often falls asleep within seconds, long before any chemicals can be dispersed in our body and lead to sleep, right? And so in summary here, like what I really wanted to highlight here was that the magic is, you know, inside you, right? Sleep is always produced by ourselves. Peaceful sleep happens by itself. We're not trying to make it happen. And what I really always wish for people is like this low stakes environment. When you see that, it doesn't matter really if I take this pill or not. And another discussion that, you know, is beyond the scope of this one today is that there's never been any evidence showing that sleeping pills cause any health problems, you know, cause any health issues. And that can also really reduce the stakes, because then we don't feel like, oh, I have to come off of this, and feel like it's so important that I come off of this, because that raises the stake again. So when we're in the low stake environment, when we see like sleeping pills, they don't really cause any health issues, and they also don't make me sleep, then it sort of doesn't matter if we take it or not. Then we are in a low stakes environment and we can have peaceful sleep whether we take something or not. I'll conclude there, and I hope this was supremely helpful for you. I hope this leads you to where you want to be, and thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you really soon. For now, bye-bye. That was all for today. I hope you found this episode really eye-opening. And if you're looking for something more tangible, then head over to our website, thesleepcoachschool.com, and you'll find several coaching options where our teachings can be contextualized for you personally. If you decide to join, we look forward to seeing you on the other side.